In the old shoplifting days, Mikey used to do expensive linen and towels. There'd be three of them. One for the sting, one standing at the blind spot. They'd agree on the location up front. The third would be checking for cameras in case they missed one on the stakeout. The next day, Mikey would take the goods back. He'd pretend he'd thrown the receipt away in the bag. Say they'd been a present for his mum and she didn't like the colour. He'd end up with a credit note and then choose a CD player or a watch. Something nice from under the glass counter. Something he could get rid of easily later. Always carry cash, he said. That way, if you get caught, they can only arrest you for theft. If you suspect someone's onto you, use the lift. Press all the buttons, then get out and use a busy exit. If you do the surveillance and suss out the traps, it gets handed to you in a piece of cake. That's what Mikey used to say. Things are different now. The kid in the flat next door got an air pistol last week. He was picking up pigeons and satellite dishes from the walkway. Next thing I know, he's got it locked and loaded and he's strolling around. Pop a cap in your ass, that's what he said to me. He walks into the room now, they all pay attention. He must feel good with his chops and his shucks. No longer just another kid from the blocks. No longer just another kid from the blocks. Must feel good with his chops and his shucks. No longer just another kid from the blocks. No longer just another kid from the blocks. No longer just another kid from the blocks. Boy, me and Mikey had will be 11 months in January. He's got his dad's eyes. I haven't seen Mikey for weeks. I don't really listen when people say the things they say about him. He's not a bad man. I want him back or whatever.